Hi there, this is Kyle returning your call from customer service. How can I help you today?
Yes, hi. I'm calling about a charge that was on my parents' credit card. I wanted to see what this was.
Okay.
And that was the phone number that was listed.
Okay, I think I should be able to help you out with that. You said it was for your parents?
Yes.
Okay, can I get their billing address zip code so I can look it up in my system here?
19116.
19116.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And what would be the first and last name on the account that you're looking at?
This one is, I believe this is in my father's. I think it's, oh no, this is in my mom, Bernice Tuckerman. Yeah. There's a few charges that have this phone number on it.
Okay. Just, one more thing as a formality before I'm allowed to discuss the account with you. Can you verify their street address for me?
Yeah. It's 10201 Bustleton Avenue, C49, Philadelphia, 19116.
Is that Philadelphia, Tennessee?
Philadelphia, PA, sorry.
Oh, PA. For some reason, it's in here as TN, and I've never heard of Philadelphia and Tennessee.
No.
Is it PA? Let me go ahead and fix that real quick.
Okay.
Well, it's weird. It's the first time I've seen that. Definitely not a Philadelphia in Tennessee.
No, not that I know.
Yeah, me neither. All right. The transactions did load up behind this little window I see, but I'm just going to fix this really quick.
Okay.
Which might not even be necessary if we get you canceled out today anyway, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, she's got quite a few things. The dementia has kicked in, so I need to stop anything that she has subscriptions to.
I'm so sorry to hear that. I know.
Right, she would remember why. Then I would be like, she's like, I don't know. I'm like, okay, we're done.
Yeah. All right, so that's Pennsylvania. Yeah, all right, save.
Correct.
Okay, so I do see the transactions here. I see a total of, okay. Well, let me just get into them. So the first one I see is on November 13th, and it was for $5.80. And it was the free welcoming gift smartwatch that you just had to pay shipping and handling on, or maybe she had just had to pay shipping and handling on. And it was it was a promotional welcoming gift, welcoming the customer to our Factory Direct Savings Store online membership, which is a online gadget discount store that they would get a $200 voucher in their email for every month to use for any in-store purchases. And it did state in the terms and conditions, if you don't call back in within 48 to 72 hours, they do go ahead and start charging you the monthly membership.
Yeah, let's get rid of that. So is this our beauty?
What's
the company? Like I said, there's a half a dozen things.
Yeah. So I work with a third party call center, and I don't have I do customer service. Oh, excuse me. I do customer service for over 100 different online vendors. And I think those company names for the online vendors that we service, I think they get mixed up on the bank statement sometimes. So it's really hard to pin one down. And I don't have access to any of those names, to be honest with you. So, that's not true. I do have like the website some of them go to, but that doesn't tell me what it would appear on your bank. You know?
Does Celestial Gardens sound right? Anything like that?
No, that doesn't ring a bell, but like I said, it very well could be a charge on mine. What I can see in my transaction history is I can see dates of charges, I can see the amount of the charge, and I can see the product that was charged.
You see 1117, it says 1117-8245.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the membership fee
Okay, so we need to get rid of that. Okay. And then there's another one, 1117-4. It says Our Beauty, $69.
Nope. That would not be it through my system. I do not see a $69 charge here. I only see the $82.45 and the
$39.93. $39.93. I see that. Okay, so those two, we can stop whatever we're doing with them.
Yes, so let me make sure here. Give me 1 second. Let me go through and get these canceled out.
Okay.
Make sure they're both canceled there so that they will not reoccur.
Okay.
Let me see here. Should I cancel? Save. All right. I've got that $39.93 reoccurring canceled. Let me do the other one. Let's see. All right. Both of those are canceled. You will not have any further charges on the account for either of those. Would you like a cancellation number to keep for your records?
Yeah. Let me just ask you one more. Do you see anything that's from 11/29/1990?
1990. I do not. No, ma'am. That $39.93 on 11/23 is the most recent charge that I see. They did try to charge more of the $39.93 in the membership fee, but it was all declined. So the most recent charge that actually went through was $39.93 on 11/23.
Okay. All right. I'll have to figure out what these other ones are. Okay, so yeah, what is, so both of these are canceled. What is the the reference number? The confirmation number?
It's going to be C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
290.
Right.
266.
Right.
017.
Okay, perfect. I appreciate it. So I'll just pay these, right? Is that what I should do? Just pay these and then they won't be on there anymore?
Yes, that they won't be on there anymore. It does show them as already paid, and like I said, this specific campaign does afford a $200 voucher that you can use for online purchases in the store, and you don't even, if I'm not mistaken, you don't even have to use the use a card info in the online store. You can just use those vouchers.
Yeah, they're not gonna do anything. No.
Okay.
Yeah, they're done.
All right, then. Well, if there's nothing else I can do for you, then thank you again for calling, and I hope you have a great day and Happy New Year's.
Okay, Happy New Year to you also. Thank you.
Bye-bye.